Tower CBA Mobile.
This particular antenna likes to be mounted.
say, even the manufacturer on the corner, like if you're going to do a trunk lip mount or whatever. So I tried that on the hood, but it didn't work very well. So now it's on the lift gate on the back. I had to buy a different mount for it so I could have it sticking straight up. And this mount adjusts. The bottom of it adjusts 360, and then the other part of it that has the NMO mount, it adjusts also, and so you can get the antenna vertical. So it seems to be doing okay.
I guess I'm going to definitely take that word to the wise that I should have read the instructions on the antenna I put on my truck. Well over a year ago, I have it in the center of the cab, and I've got the antenna, the wire running just short ways across the top, and I've fed it down the seal of the right side door, and then coming in through there and then underneath the dash, where it's where I didn't have that wire hanging in the floor for people to trip over.
I can remember the days I had, back when we had metal in the dash. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that. And I had this slide mount, and I had only had one mobile rig, and it was 2 meter, and that's all I had back then. I mean, it's, you know, I was just poor and... you know, living paycheck to paycheck and all that. And I had the slide mount. I bought two of them, put one in one car, one in the other. And I could just disconnect the power, disconnect the antenna, and then take it to the other car. And I had antennas on both cars. And, you know, in 2 minutes, I was hooked up and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm 57 years old, so the cars that I drove, like I said, they had the steel, you know, systems on it also. Yeah, because my first car was a 1968 Buick.
So, when you're young and you don't have any money, you take what you can get, and my parents actually gave me a 63 Bel Air, Chevrolet Bel Air with 85,000 miles on it, which back when they were making those, you know, they'd last about 100,000 and that was it. I mean, it just didn't last like they do now. And so for all practical purposes, that car was wore out when they gave it to me, and no air conditioning, and but you know, I drove it. They gave it to me when I went to Mars Hill in '75, so it was what, 13 years old when I got it. So anyway, it was but it did good. I mean, that was my first car. It was four-door, white. Probably the least desirable car for, you know, 21-year-old to have.
I paid $500 for that car and had it, you know, a paint job put on there for pretty much the same amount, and had to have the rear. Other than that, it ran great.
And make sure I had a good spot here to hit the repeater. Yeah, my dad, I bought a 74 Malibu, and sold the 63, didn't get anything for it, but sold it. And my dad, I didn't have any money, so my dad financed the 74 Malibu for me. basically, I don't think he charged me any interest. He may have, but I don't think he did. And I just paid him monthly. It was a pretty high payment because it was like a two-year loan or something. But I didn't have any other bills because I lived with my grandmother, and other than, you know, clothes maybe, she would feed me and all that. So, but I paid that after, and that wasn't the car I wanted either. That was another thing. I wanted a 68 Mustang. I found it had a straight six and a three-speed manual on the floor, and but he wouldn't buy it for me. He said, "No, I'll buy you this Malibu," and I said, "Well, okay." So that's how that went.
He was just looking out for your best interest.
That Mustang was, I mean, it wasn't a hot rod. It was, you know, with that straight six in it. And I just wanted a stick shift. You know, I've always liked stick shifts. And he just wasn't going to buy it for me. That Chevy Malibu had a 350 in it, but, you know, in 79, they had, you know, reduced the horsepower to like 175 or something like that, something ridiculously low for 350, and might have been less than that, who knows. And so anyway, it was a decent car, and yeah, I drove it several years.
That is definitely the important part. I'm not sure if somebody added this part on or it came like that with the car that I bought, but it had a air chuck in the trunk that you can actually lift the car up in the back by adding or reducing the air pressure to the shocks.
Totally cool. What kind of, that had to have been aftermarket thing. I've never heard of that. I mean, I know they do that with, I think it was Formula One. I think they do that with the Formula One race cars. And it just has four little pistons that push a thing out on each corner of the car and lift the car off the ground so they can change the tires. And I'm not sure if it's air driven or hydraulic or what. I don't know, but I've never heard of that on a road car.
It'd be my thought on the Formula One. I'm not a mechanic in any aspect like that, but I would think it would push the fluid, which would definitely react faster than doing the air pressure.
I don't know how much. I don't know if air pressure could actually lift the car. It probably was hydraulic, and or is. I think they still use that, but anyway, that's how much I know about Formula One. So, but I love watching it. I tell you, if I had the money, I would love to get behind the wheel of one of those and just take it around the track a few times. But probably ain't gonna happen. That would be something on my bucket list, but I don't think my wallet's big enough for that sort of thing.
Nor is mine.
I don't think I could afford a ticket to. It's not saying I couldn't afford it, because I know they're crazy expensive just to get a ticket to go to the race. So, That's what I'd have to settle for. And so anyway,
just stay at home, enjoy watching it on TV. You get a first-hand view of where the front leading at, and any accident that you may not see, they'll pretty much bring it right up to the screen for you. And you don't have to worry about, going to a concession stand getting expensive food stuff.
Well, yeah, that's half the fun, is paying $5 for a bottle of water and, $20 for a hot dog, Oh, babe. All right, well, I'm here at the sports club. I got a 5:30 clinic. I'm going to go in and warm up these old knees, and so they'll work better and on the court. And so I guess I'll have to say adios, but good riding along with you there, and have a safe trip the rest of the way home. So I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final, and you have a good one, Lloyd. We'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
All right, sir. Enjoy your tennis match. KO4PXB.